I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh, net positive, baby. What's up? It's John Chris solo episode. Actually, not solo episode, but I am in New York City. I just did some, media, some appearances. I was on Good Morning America this morning. I don't want to brag, but that's probably where you guys know me from. Just kidding. That's a joke we get into at the podcast. But I'm up in, what city is this? You call this Brooklyn?
Manhattan.
Well, I'm in Manhattan. Oh, yeah. So, I'm in Manhattan. Ryan Long, a good buddy of mine that we've podcasted a bit together. I said, dude, how about I come to your studio? We'll do the pod. You can be the guest. And we worked it out. If you're watching on YouTube, this is the Boys Cast, Ryan's podcast, which is unbelievable, by the way. Check it out. This is, in fact, not the Boys Pod, but this is net positive. Trying to think of what episode we're on. 96, maybe. 97. I'll be here in New York City all week. And we've still going strong, baby. Never missed an episode of the podcast, baby. Let's go. This week is no different. Tour dates. Let's see. I'm going from here to Detroit, Michigan, March 7th and 8th, Fort Wayne, sold out, Peoria, Buffalo, Toronto, Erie, Durham, Macon, Chattanooga, Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Redding, California, Dayton, Ohio, Lexington, two shows there, Lincoln, Nebraska, Des Moines, Grand Forks, Charleston, Baltimore, Newark, New Haven, Connecticut, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane, Washington, baby. Come through, come see a show. Thrilled to have Ryan on the episode today. This was fun to make happen. I just looked back through my DMs because I was trying to figure out when I first came in touch with Ryan's comedy, and it was August 11th, 2020. And I said, just all around top notch, man. Excellent work. He must have done a video that I thought was hilarious. I think my brother-in-law Eli actually sent me one of Ryan's videos, and I thought it was unbelievable. And we've been buddies ever since. I think I tried to get him in a couple sketches of mine, and he said no. So I said, Ryan's not on mic, by the way, but he's sitting right here. You said, buddy, thank you so very much. Coming from you, that means a lot. Okay.
There you go.
Immediately I followed, bro, I want to send you a script I wrote for a sketch. I'd fly you down to Nashville next week to film it if you want. What's your sell? Just immediately to the sales pitch, dude.
What did I say?
You said, no, dude, I'm not doing it. Or I don't know. No, you didn't say no. I said, yo, man, here's my sell. Let me know. I don't know what the sketch was.
Well, I think we talked on the phone.
I don't remember. Yeah. But been a big fan of Ryan's for a long time. Seen his stand-up. Go follow Ryan. You'll see all his tour dates. He's touring all around just like me. We actually got the chance to meet up in Pittsburgh 2 weekends ago. Fellow ships in the night. That's what most comedians are. They see them in your city. You're like, oh, dude, what's up? This week's episode brought to you by stamps.com. Maybe a year is full of surprises, but one thing is unpredictable. Postage cost will go up again in 2024. Stamps.com gives you a crazy discount. They're up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. Oh, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money for over 25 years. Your own postal service, wherever you are, Stamps.com. All you need is a computer and a printer. Mine's actually broken right now, but I'm going to get it fixed. They even send you a free scale so you have everything you need to start shipping orders and making money, baby. If you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. That is super important. Take a chunk out of your mail and shipping costs this year with stamps.com. I started my entire business on stamps.com. My first comedy special in 2016, I believe. I sent out hundreds of DVDs, and I addressed them all myself through stamps.com. Sign up with promo code NETPOSITIVE for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com and click the microphone on the top of the page and enter NETPOSITIVE.
It's a positive.
Let's start it up.
Let's go. Net positive. This is episode 90. I want to say 97. What if I was episode 100 in here?
Whoa!
I think it's episode 96, 97. We are on the road, baby. I was just on Good Morning America and a bunch of different news outlets this morning. And my good buddy Ryan Long, that I've been on this pod before.
You've been on this pod. Big honor.
Big fan of his comedy and his videos, and I was like, well, dude, let me just come by your pod studio, and I'll do my pod. You'll be the guest on. Have you ever been a guest in your own studio?
No, Danny did it once, though.
Yeah.
He was on Chris Williamson's pod here, and I didn't know that they were doing it, and I just saw it on the internet, and it like took me by storm.
What is this?
I was just like, what the hell?
Well, we're just saying that all the big media hits are going to Fox and Friends, Good Morning America, the Sherry Shepherd show, like all these shows, and you're like, why are you doing that?
That is the question.
And I was like, it's a good point, because you're like away from your home and your family and your friends and the stuff you want to do.
And it's at 9.
And I'm like staying in like the Westin or something, like,
yeah,
small flex. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Why? It's like, I feel like it's kind of like, you know who Zach Bryan is?
No.
He's a country artist. He's,
yes,
like,
I've heard of him.
Never done it. Never done anything.
Yeah. A lot of these country guys.
Bro, never done an interview.
Well, with music, it adds the mystique.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like with comedy, if you're like someone who talks for a living, your mystique's gone.
Yeah, give that up.
Yeah. You don't have any mystique.
No, don't try to be mysterious.
Like, who knows what I think? Anyway, here's me saying it for an hour every day. So that's already over.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah,
for me, it's just, I just don't find that they ever help me that much. I don't feel like I sell tickets. I don't feel like they go look at my stuff. I also run it.
No.
And so do you, but to some degree, but maybe more mainstream stuff. But I run an internet business, I guess, so right?
Yeah.
So then you're just like, well, so why do I care what people who watch television think?
It's like somebody told me, it's like going from, if you're big on the internet, it's like being big in the 90s, being big on TV. And they're like, dude, we got a radio opportunity. It's like going back.
Yeah.
You're like, why would I do that? Like, go, if you can make a video that make a million people see it, like, the TV doesn't get that.
Yeah.
Not even close.
It depends if you see it like that old fashioned ladder where you're just like, okay, here's the lowest podcaster scum. Then maybe you want
to climb your way up.
Yeah. That is, you have this, like, stand up specials a little better. Then you're kind of like one above that.
To try to get up.
You know, you're maybe like a host on TV, and then you have your own TV show. And then above that, you're like, I'm in the movies.
To me,
I don't really see it like that.
You're like, I'm not really. Yeah. So you're like, well, it's like maybe like, dating girls in high school.
Yeah.
You got to like start
work
turning.
Your way up. Start with guys. Then
you got to start turning some girls down before you're going to get the cheerleaders or whatever. I think it does.
At some point, it does make sense to, in any sort of life, to just have some sort of idea of where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
So then you're just, because if you're just going everywhere, then what are you doing?
That could help us.
Yeah. If you're just like, I want a job, you're just like, maybe I'll apply at the rocket, as a rocket scientist. Maybe I'll apply here. You're like, you don't have any sort of idea the general direction to narrow down what your focus should be done with.
I'm trying to sell tickets.
If that's the goal.
If that's the goal, trying to sell tickets.
Or get people to listen to your podcast.
Okay. Then it would be go on pods.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're trying to build an internet
business.
And
go in Times Square and have the tickets. Those are the other two.
Like, hey, you want to go to a comedy show?
Yeah. I want to be in Cleveland next weekend. Yeah.
He's like,
flight's not included.
You're throwing out tickets. You're like, wait, this isn't for Cleveland. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you that. You got to go there.
Yeah.
If your goal was to sell tickets, or if you have an internet business like we do, it's so hilarious that I should tell you. Know Lucy from Zany's?
Yeah.
So I'm doing this like comedy, I don't know what it is, fundraiser or something like that. And they always have my, I am listed as Atlanta-based online personality.
Interesting.
So, at the comedy club, that's not good. That's like if you're like a...
You're
like
trying out stand-up, getting some legs.
Yeah, dang it, dude. Have you ever gone into a club and like, oh, you do stand-up?
No.
Because you're... Me neither, dude.
I've never walked into a stand-up comedy club.
No, but if they know you from the internet.
Yeah, but even when you weren't popular from the internet, it was from stand-up specials.
From stand-up, yeah. But not everybody is.
No, that's definitely not. See, I see acting as always, and I came from music before comedy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I've never had this thing where I sort of think of like acting as some high thing. I think that a lot of comics are like, I'm entering show business. So the highest is like you're a movie star.
That's the top.
Whereas to me, like even when I was in bands and stuff like that, like it wasn't like, oh, and then maybe one day I get to be an actor.
Yeah, you were like.
I didn't think acting was cool. I like stand-up comedy. So.
I like doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, so I never thought like, oh, maybe I could do stand-up and then I get to be in a movie. Well, I kind of thought making TV shows is cool. Like, you know, people do that, but...
Yeah, I feel like if they go, hey, dude, you were awesome on Good Morning America. We want to have... You're like, dang it.
You could be back and be a regular.
Yeah, you were like... Well, does it help me get the other thing?
And they're like, no, it might help you get more of this.
I'd be like, well,
one day you could be the guy.
Jerry Seinfeld said the only, like, winning a comedy competition is the only career on earth that they reward you with more work.
I guess you could say that if you win the
Las Vegas comedy competition, they give you 30 weeks. They do at clubs and like B-list rooms all across the country. That's true. Yeah. If you win employee of the month at any other job, they're like, you get Friday off.
I guess
that's because it's awesome.
I guess if you're really good as a temporary professor, they award you with now you have to come do this every day.
You got to come do it. Oh yeah, you got to come do it more.
If you're part time.
If you get to, you get third, you won the Las Vegas comedy competition. You get 30 weeks.
Now what I was thinking about, it's like every guy's hobby always gets called, like if you're a comedy guy, that's like you're a comedy bro, like finance guy, gym bro. And girls don't have a version of that. There's no girl version. So
of their hobby.
No, because they don't have hobbies, but no.
Wait, women don't have hobbies?
Well, you know what the thing is? A lot of times girls have normal things that they call hobbies. They'll say like, I'm into like vacations. Like I love traveling.
Or
you say, you know, I love
eating,
like
movie, not a hobby.
Restaurant. No. I'm like a foodie.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah, everybody's not a hobby.
It's like in your social media, like your dating profiles, like I love to laugh. Yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Everybody. That's why. That's another thing about comedy is the one thing that everyone does. Like music, not everyone does. So when you go to like watch a band or if you watch a movie, not everyone's making movies or a musician, right?
Professionally doing it.
Right. Yeah. There's zero people who don't think like get together with their friends and make jokes. So every single person does the thing you do.
That's
to some degree. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's like, oh, comedy.
But
yeah.
With the girl one, I think what they do is whoever they're dating, they get to be a that bunny. So she'd be like
wait,
a finance bunny. Yeah.
Is there a finance bunny?
They name the girls after what they date. You know
I know a bunch of them. This is a
comedy bunnies.
Yeah. You know, no,
the comedy bunnies aren't as plentiful.
Like in rodeo, it's buckle bunny.
Buckle bunnies.
You ever heard that? No. And then in music, it's
puck bunnies hockey.
Puck bunny. They call them diesel sniffers because they're out by the tour bus. They're out by the tour bus. Oh. And then no, I got a worse one, dude. Or a better one.
Silicon Valley is a good one.
There's the athletics. They call them the cleat chaser. You never heard that? You never heard that?
These might be more American terms.
More
Bug Bunny.
Because there's one.
It's more Bug Bunny exclusive in Canada.
They're just bucks. There's no cleats. We don't have cleats. All right. Well, so I sponsor a racing team. Okay. Like not NASCAR.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I thought that was pretty cool. I was jealous of that.
Okay. So
when I saw that, I was like, I got to sponsor a soccer team or something like that.
Yeah. So my driver. So he was like in the winner's circle after the race. He didn't win the race, but he was down there. And I go, coming from comedy, and I think they call them chuckle sluts. You ever heard that? I don't endorse that. I'm just saying that's what I've heard. You never heard that?
Not chuckle sluts. I think I've heard chuckle.
Yeah.
So that's the comedy bit is the worst one. No, to
this
be.
One's worse. This one's way worse. The racing one is the worst. Okay.
Is there podcast money? And
the racing one is, he told me, I go, is there like women that are like around like the winner circle, like just like we do in comedy or athletics?
Okay,
or
I'm going to guess what it might be called.
You will never guess this.
Tailpipe lickers.
No.
Engine.
Tailpipe lickers.
Hood hose?
Oh, hood hose is close. That's good. Why does it always got to be demeaning? It's always got to be a demeaning word. No, so he, all right, this is wild. Okay, so he said they're called waffle bellies.
Wow, what doesn't even make any sense?
Because generally they're bigger and they go down by the fence. And they and they're up against the fence. They're up against the fence trying to get the attention of the driver.
They're getting a waffle, Dan?
And no, their
bellies are out.
Beer bellies pressed up against the fence. Which is not like, don't sound like attractive women.
Waffle bellies is solid, dude.
Because you know,
you see them driving out of the race with a waffle belly, their car is just on a slant.
I was like, dude, how was the race? He goes, oh, the waffle bellies were out.
My buddy said in Silicon Valley, they have founder hounders.
Oh, that's so
founder
good.
Founder hounders is good.
Because it's like a founder hounder is perfect.
And he says that he like owns, he's like a founder guy that owns a company. And he'll say like every time, a lot of times you'll see this, you know, new CEO that's kind of popping in all the magazines. Yeah. And he'll be like, oh, that girl, like we all know her. She's a founder hounder. So it works out for someone. If you're going to be one of them, you're better off being a founder hounder than a waffle belly.
Or definitely a diesel sniffer. This guy in the band, you think this guy in the band is rich? He's not.
No, he's not. No, you think you're dating a, you know, you think you're like a bando. You're actually a barista belly.
Yeah, dude. Well,
You're a counter hounder because you got your belly up against the counter at the Starbucks.
I said in Nashville, there's like a bunch of dudes like this that are like, they're like in their early 30s.
Okay.
They like crafted this Instagram profile that's like they got a couple headshots.
Sure, but he's got 9 roommates and he's 35.
And he's sitting on the back of a truck bed with a guitar and he wrote.
Oh, Nashville's got tons of that.
And he like wrote with Morgan Wallen's cousin.
Of course he did.
And so like.
Who didn't?
Girls come in from like Idaho or Iowa or Ohio for the weekend and these guys are just.
They're swimming in it.
Dude, and I said, some guys have to like.
And you're just like, I'm actually famous.
I was on Fair. I was on Good Morning America. No, but if you wanted to attract women,
uh-huh.
Some guys have to have a huge house in Franklin.
No, the guitar is the hack. Everyone knows that.
I go, you think these guys are like cheap? These guys win. They're winning.
Chicks like guys that are at the top of any hierarchy. It honestly doesn't matter how crappy the hierarchy is.
Listen,
like,
two there's dudes telling us women have no hobbies. Here's what women like. And just,
But I'm okay. Prove me wrong. Okay. There's some backyard wrestling league where the guy who's like the champion of that backyard wrestling league is crushing it.
Going home. Going home with the. I saw that about the. We were in a.
He's bathing in it right now.
She's
asking to touch the belt when she comes back to us. Do you mind if I. Can
he
I
bought this.
Can I touch it?
Like at the
falls apart because it's made of tinfoil.
Spinner. The guy we went to a rodeo, but you know, like rodeo, like riding the bull for 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
This is not glamorous.
This guy is
at all.
Everyone knows his name,
but if you go to Billy Bob's, which is a bar in Dallas, they have it at the bar. So it's bull riding.
Yeah, those bars are great. Yeah.
It's like this is 7 levels below professional bull riding. But that guy that stays on the bull in that bar, swimming in it.
Yes, definitely.
Swimming in it.
The moral of the story is you got to be the best at something.
Yeah.
So you might as well. I think that, by the way, I will say this wears off the farther away you get from 30.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I feel like the girls, as they get closer to 40, get a little less impressed by the pinball high score.
at the beginning.
The guy you can just kill at Pop yeah. Shop.
Well, they said, like...
But yeah, under 20, they like a guy who's the best at something.
Dude, Church. The guy that's up there.
I bet.
Game over. The guy
top youth pastor.
Game over.
Knows every verse.
So he's like he lives with three dudes.
Yeah.
In like a bunk bed. But no, he does. But in church.
Say his name.
Or like the white version of Club Shay Shay. Like, tell us his name. In church, you come to church Sunday morning. He's not even the worship leader or the pastor. He just is the like announcement guy. That's what I was.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guy.
Well, I know you'll see a lot of girls will talk about that when they would be like, oh, when I was in high school, there was like this guy who was like 25 or whatever. And he was like the manager at their, you know, like mall kiosk. And they were like, oh, we thought this guy was the man. Yeah, and now I realize he was a loser.
Dude, a high school teacher. We thought those people like went to Harvard.
I didn't share with you on thinking highly of them.
Oh, yeah.
Very low opinion of them.
I thought my high school teachers were like just
rocket scientists.
And like,
yeah.
We had like a Bible teacher. I was like, I think this guy knows God. And then I like went back to my like reunion and I was like, oh, that's like a single dude. Like
just some guy.
It falls apart. What careers have the biggest, the behind the mirror, it falls apart.
I think the music, you hit the nail on the head. Cause that's a big one.
Falls apart.
But
that's so funny.
I think it just falls apart for older girls, but I think it's still cool for if you're in your 20s.
To be late.
Well, it's sexier, right? And there is something sexier for a guy when you don't have to hear anything they think about anything, right? It's all mystique, reality.
You don't want to know. Yeah,
there's no reality. The when you see a guy singing on stage, you're not thinking about what his normal life's like.
No, he doesn't have one. He's on private jets.
Exactly. I can't even imagine what that guy's life must be like.
I cussed one time and then somebody was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I go, he's like, we followed you on the internet. We thought, or like when I got canceled, I said, what'd you think I was doing after my show?
Mostly just praying.
Like, but all these people, like if you follow.
You go back into your box.
Yeah, lock it in. And then I come, like, what'd you think?
The cryo chamber.
What did you think P. Diddy was doing? Or like, not that we thought that about it, but like anything if you heard anything about a lot of podcasters, you'd be like, yeah. That didn't shock. We didn't know that
he was doing
that.
They already told you that. Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of already knew that. But if you see like LeBron James cheats on his wife, not that you're like,
you're right. They have just such a,
oh, I thought, why did you think that? I don't know. I just
wholesome
or like a guy, any of the like, people that are on TV. I don't know. I thought he was going to meetings with his agent and then.
Like, he's what? On the plane. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or
signing autographs.
What do you think he was doing?
It is always funny that just, you know, no matter how successful or, you know, rich someone gets, it's like at the end of the day, most of their life is just, you know, you wake up, you eat, and you like, you sit there with your wife and watch Netflix or whatever.
Everybody.
No matter. It's kind of funny. Everybody. Like, but that's why the more glamorous it looks, the more funny it is. Because if you think about, think about like, you know, think about a president having sex is just a funny image, right?
Or like they say clipping their toenails.
Yeah, clipping like, their toenails.
Oh, they got to do that too?
But you think of like a bodybuilder, right? You go, you know, that seems kind of glamorous, but really you're just like, his whole day is just like, I need more protein. Like, just stuff gorging his face. Yeah.
You see
annoying to be around, really, trying to make sure he gets enough calories. Like, ugh.
That would be terrible. You see them doing like we. I was talking with.
But your pastor is a funny one though. To think of like top. The top preacher.
Every pastor.
What does it look like when he's dicking around looking for his socks?
Dude, every pastor's wife smoke.
Really?
Everyone.
Wait, did you say smoking or smokes?
Smokes like smoke show, like hot. Yeah, smoke every cigarette. Pastor's wife smokes. They probably do that.
Start life with the pastors, smoke, man. Yeah. The pack a day.
I was talking to
so pastors are they're doing good, eh?
Yes, dude. Yeah, all of them, and they're like goofy.
Even the white ones.
Yes, dude, and they're like goofy.
I've seen
looking
some pastors that can't have smoke show.
They do every one of them.
I'm picturing fat.
Well, no, The wives?
Mm-hmm.
No, but the dudes are.
Wait, the dudes
guys are not looking good looking guys.
But you're saying
except
they're
like Instagram ones. So
that
like,
being said, like I don't know pastors. A ton of pastors. Yeah. I feel like, to be honest, I feel like it's fun being friends with you because you do remind me a little bit of maybe what I would be like if I had a different life and upbringing, like in an alternative universe.
Like, what's this like?
Yeah, like, just like, well, if I wasn't grown up in a, you know, a godless city with no, like, I didn't know a religious person. Not only, that's it's not crazy. Like it was around and we were religious. Like, I don't know a guy that's religious, like not in my family, not in my extended family, not one of my friends, a few black guys. That's it.
Because it's cool.
Yeah, black guys. I was kind of doing a joke where it's like,
cross around
I was talking about like Italians, their favorite things are crosses and then doing none of the Catholic stuff. It's kind of a little bit what, like the rap community was like too. They love talking about God and none of them, like, they don't even go to church.
Yeah, like, hey, what was his like general tenets? Or like, I don't know, be humble. No, don't try to be selfless. No,
they're not doing none of it.
Give to other people. No, nonviolent. No,
my most religious friend is a drug dealer. Dead serious. The only guy that I really talk to that like talks about God a lot.
Me and him.
No, I know a few now since I moved to America because it's like more normal. I mean, it'd be the same as like you don't know, like the same reason why you're not Muslim. You're just like, I don't know. It was like, I don't know anyone that was like that. It wasn't around.
One time there was like,
it wasn't even on the table.
No.
It would have been like it would have been just like a random thing for someone to get into where I grew
like
up
if
anyway.
You, I mean, you, if you ride your bike home from here, you would pass 20 churches. You've never like it wondered what is in them or like what they're doing?
You know, my dad told me when I was like really young.
What?
He was just like, well, he was kind of like, you know, I probably asked some version of like, what is this called business that everyone's been, some people are doing. And then
somebody told you about
it. He was like, oh, well, it's not really real, but it has like really good lessons in the book. That was his explanation to me.
Thanks, God. Thanks, Dad.
That's what he said.
We're like, well, it's not really real.
And then he pulled the cross off my neck.
Well, that's like Jordan, like Jordan Peterson. Well,
I know a lot of people now that are in there. Jordan Peterson threads the needle. Like, he doesn't want to.
Well,
he always dodges the question when they ask him about it.
He basically says, like, well, even if you didn't believe in God, like the principles of the Bible are the best to have the best life. Follow those.
Well, I think that there's something to be true.
Don't cheat. Put others in front of yourselves. Be benevolent.
Other than don't cheat, I agree. But no,
all right. Well, if there was a grandma in front of you that was walking down the street and $100 fell out of her pocket, would you give it back to her?
Yes.
Why? And nobody else was around.
Well, I think this is kind of the point you're making, but you go everyone from all different walks of life. When you separate them and they start from first principles to come up with probably rules that make sense. They all come up with somewhat similar of rules, right? So one example would be so if you wanted to like intellectualize it aside from that, you might say that, okay, if you had a general view of how a household might run in a in a successful way, these are probably the rules you'd make. You'd be like, hey, all right, first of all, people's stuff, you can't take out any people's stuff. Like, you might come up with these things and then you extrapolate them. So I think everyone has sort of a general principle. If my whole world was just three people, what rules would we make that would make sense and we'd think would be fair?
Don't hit, don't steal from him. Or if he's worked hard to, or like, if there's a homeless person and you have resources, every human feels
if you live in New York, you know,
well, maybe not yeah.
Once you live in New York,
I'm not conscious, I have no soul, but you would feel some level of sadness for that situation, or you have some conscience
right,
of someone that's cold and you're about to go in, you're like,
you know, why do you not want to hear a dog crying? Yeah.
We should do something, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody would. Yeah. So then you go, all right, well, we have to have every religion. We got to have some order here.
Start with that.
I've heard somebody say any cult that's ever started is they save the stuff that they still like to do. Like Rastafarians, like, all right, we have all these rules. What about weed? Well, we kind of like that. So let's.
They make a rule
like,
for it.
Yeah, or like a Mormons with like the multiple wives. Like, all right, we need to have all these rules. Like, what about? He's like, nah, keep that one. Like, everyone sure. set theirs up to, but the stuff that they liked to do,
they kept.
They kind of kept.
The Mormon one's always interesting because people always talk about, like, you know, it'd be sick to have multiple wives. And you're just like, I think you might be with one of the other six guys with zero wives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the odds are somebody's going to be out.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to, yeah.
You're like, I'd have six wives. Like, I mean, chances are you'd be one of the other guys with no wives.
Somebody's going to have none.
Always.
That's a great point.
That's the biggest problem when they talk about all the, you know, all the societies.
Where do, like, all the women
everyone
come
has
from?
All these wives. And you're like, well, one in six guys has six wives.
One guy has none.
A lot of guys have zero wives.
We should ask that about to Mormons.
Well, a lot of people talk about that's one of the reasons why they need that's one of the reasons they invented.
How could everyone have six wives?
It's not possible. So you need one of the people things people always talk about this. They're like, that's one of the reasons you need marriage, because you can't have that many guys running around with no wives.
So if one guy has 30, you're like, dude.
That's 29 psychos on the loose.
That are like dying. And they've had.
Looking to fight, you know?
The Mormon church has had to answer all the other questions about race, and no one's ever asked that one.
The Mormon has?
They've had to answer all, because they used to have like stuff about race.
Like what was in the
like
race?
Black people can't be Mormon.
Really?
Like into like the 80s. And they're like, all right, we got to.
The 80s?
We got to bail on that one. Yeah, we can't keep that. We can't keep that tenant.
Why did they bail on him? One of the guys wanted a black wife.
No one has ever shown the Mormons the calculator. You're like, hey, I get the six wives. Like, Muslim, if you're Muslim, don't you get like virgins when you get to heaven?
Yeah, 72.
But the dudes, the women don't.
The women don't go to heaven, John. No, it's the martyrs. From my understanding, the martyrs are the only ones that get the virgins, and you're not allowed to be a martyr if you're a woman.
Really?
I think so. Might be talking shit, but I think so.
Yeah, all the virgin talk, no matter what religion, doesn't. The women are like, what do we? The women, what do we have?
Well, they weren't invited to the meetings when they were writing the scripts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they weren't at the meetings also.
Well, they could be like, you get to be one of the virgins.
Dude, you know what's they're like, sweet. You know
what's, I mean, so many comedians have made that joke, though. It's like, when you die, you get 72 virgins, just 72, like guys at a video game convention. Like, obviously that. I feel like that's
like, dude, I started with this
that's
joke.
That's covered territory.
We definitely have that joke. No, are you familiar with like the principles of AA?
Yeah, because it's very religious, right?
All right, so look up like the 12, well, you don't need to look it up. It's like, I am powerless. That's number one, admit you're powerless. Submit your life to someone greater than yourself. Understand that your way is not the way. All tenets written by men. And they've said recently in the AA, is like women actually need to come into sobriety, need to come into their power. Like men,
they have to do it differently.
They do like embrace your strength, and men have to be like, you're an idiot. You failed. You right. Because we think we're overconfident. And he's like, this is actually not good for women to follow these same tenets, because women need to stand up for themselves and admit that they have power.
That
Does
is
that make sense?
It makes a ton of sense.
Yeah,
I've thought about that exact same thing the other way.
Yeah.
That a lot of times, like therapy that men get,
the 12 steps.
A lot of times give men therapy.
Yeah.
That you're like, this would be better for a woman. You know what I mean?
Well, like what?
So I think a lot of times, okay, you know when you're having like, you know, I mean, on both sides, it's you need to like empower yourself.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times with dudes, I feel like women, okay, I think I can put it a good way. From a therapeutical sense, women need like, they want the validation first and then they can grow into it.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas I feel like men, a lot of times, it's more like quit your complaining is necessary.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you validate their complaining, they'll do more of it and they'll sink more into being a victim.
Yeah.
Where it's like, sometimes you need someone to be like, enough of this.
Dude, yo, whereas
if a girl needs, sometimes women, like, they need first that someone be like, yes, I understand that is hard. You are going through a hard thing.
That's a good.
And sometimes guys need to be like, no one gives a
like so, on the like on the
and it's person to person, but in general, like it's almost it's indulgent for a guy to just like talk about how hard he has it because no one cares. No,
like the bulletin board in the locker room before the game. Look at everything the newspaper said terrible about you.
Yes.
Look, hey, they said you're not going to win the conference. They said our leading scorer is trash. We haven't played any good opponents, and they eat all that in and then go out and win.
You can use
versus
that.
Versus a
yeah.
woman would be like, hey, you guys are great.
Or maybe a feminine versus a masculine.
Versus like they need to be. I used to have this joke about. I feel like
I agree that makes sense that they figured in AA they had to like gender it a little bit because that makes sense.
Hey, yeah, because it was written by dudes and the dudes had
the girls all, like you're powerless and like you can't do anything and the girls women, like well then what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I think they glug start,
glug glug.
Yeah. they're more prone to start with powerless. Mm-hmm. They're like we already are, and men are like I got the solution. No. Here's how I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to put the beer in the garage fridge. And they're like, dude, all right, that didn't work. All right, what I'm going to do
I'm just going to have two beers before I drive home.
On the weekends. And all these things don't work. Or all these solutions. And you have to be like, hey, I need help.
Oh, that's even a...
Dang, we're that's even a better, the world's problems.
That's a better explanation, though, because you're right. It was kind of like... Your natural instinct as a dude, it's kind of, you know, that's why they say people always fight with their chicks because they talk to you and you're trying to give them solutions and they want someone to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your natural instinct is to start trying to solve it. Yeah. And they need to be like, whatever you're thinking about, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
All this mumbo jumbo you're going on with, I'm telling you, it's not the move.
They're like, look at you, dude. You're 50 and you live under a bridge.
drinking
malt liquor. You're like, but listen. Tomorrow, you're like, dude.
You're every other guy was this too, and it didn't work for them.
No,
yes,
you got to be like, hey, I like.
You're not different. I know you think you're different, and you're the exception to the rule. Yeah, and asking for help probably takes that step
from a guy.
First, and you need to give them a reason to, which is
where's
a girl? Yeah, they're asking. Yeah, interesting. Good work, AA.
Yeah, they. I had a bit about like so. It's never worked. Every time a comic used to say, I used to have a bit, that means it didn't work.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, we would have known.
I guess you recorded it.
I used to have a bit, but yeah. All right. So like when I left my job to do comedy, I remember everybody in that office was like, that'll never work. We'll see you back here in 3 months. Good luck trying to get your job back. And these are things I still remember that have motivated me.
That's interesting that they gave you like that.
Everybody or like you see another like there's comics that I would consider to be my competitors that I check the charts and where I'm doing and what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Right? There's a couple of them. You probably have a couple too. And I go, the problem with like women's empowerment is like you're supporting each other too much. I go, if I was like, I'm going to start a pressure washing business and my neighbor came over, he's like, men supporting men. I'd be like, never mind, dude. I'll just work at Chipotle, dude. I'm not. Or like Albert Einstein was like trying to invent whatever. And his buddy came down and was like, boy power. You're like,
yeah.
I don't.
This is more of a me thing. You can work for me if you want.
I don't think I want it. But you go, this guy has a pressure washing business. I got one. I'm going to beat him.
Yeah, I'm going to sabotage his pressure washer.
We survive on like competition versus it's all girl power, right? It's all like, we support you. Like, look at all
we're in this together. And you're like, well, there's only one spot. So,
yeah, so it's either me or you.
Well, especially in finite games, right?
But look at all they always say, look at all the recess games in school. All the girls were like, hopscotch and a jump rope, which were community.
Mm.
The dudes are like playing against each other. All the girls were playing with each other.
More collectivist.
Yeah, and we're like games that require everyone, and there's no winner. There's no like jumping around. Everybody gets a turn. They're all kind of working together, and dudes want to kill each other.
Yeah, yeah. Three people playing jump rope, you have to work in unison.
Yeah, and then it's your
turn,
and then it's my turn. There's no like who did it fastest, who double. Like, and dudes are like, we're playing four square. I'm going to beat you. We would find a way to compete.
Well, I was talking about that in terms of the fairy tales. Like, you know, Little Red Riding Hood, Trust the Woman, Don't Trust Strangers, and Dude Fairy Tales, Jack and the Beanstalk. That's a cryptocurrency fairy tale.
It's crazy. Jack and the Beanstalk.
Everyone's going to tell you not to. You do it anyway, and then you get rich.
And we're like, dude, I love this. This fairy tale is awesome.
Your mom was wrong. Your mom was wrong. The neighbors were wrong.
Yeah.
Everyone who doubted you
is
garbage.
Yeah. But they were like, I used to, like, who had that? Dave Chappelle had that bit of a Chappelle show. He's like, the real story of Antoine Fisher. Remember this bit?
Yeah.
Written by Antoine Fisher.
Are you sure it's the real story?
So like the idea of like the Bible, right? So Jesus lived to be 33 years old. So they're these are his buddies. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were his disciples. In essence, they rolled with him. So like when they were like, hey, we're going to tell the stories about him. That's what the Bible is. The stories, you're like, well, don't tell that one because.
So they're leaving only the good ones, you're saying?
Like if you were like, John, I'm passed away.
You don't want to be the guy at the funeral being like, and that one time at the horse, you're like, dude.
Not now.
Talk about the
not
time
now.
That he.
Yeah. So then you're like, well, if you're writing a story about, feeding 5,000 people or one of the miracles or something like that, you're like, well, it's like people have debated the accuracy of the stories,
mm-hmm.
or at least you watch the news at night. You're like, all right, these stories are factually true, but why are you focusing on these stories versus all these? Like
famous you can say that.
About
I mean,
Israel
your narrative,
and Gaza.
Right?
You're like, hey, yeah, well, who's according to who?
Yeah, it's always the, you could take any collection of information and paint any picture, right? And it's by omission.
Yeah, there's people that, I don't want to say that.
So you're saying that there could be other stories and you could paint a different picture.
He was lived a sinless life, according to the Bible. But they're like, what about the stories where like nothing happened that day?
Yeah. What about the time that he gave the homeless guy money and he accidentally gave him too much, so he had to take some back?
Yeah, there's like 50 stories of Jesus. There's 100. Well, he lived. What was he doing? There's like 13 to like 30. What was he doing? Yeah, was it boring?
Right. They always talk about how he sort of like hung with prostitutes and stuff like that, and that's it at that.
They were like,
out.
Yeah, he always. Yeah, the stories that it doesn't fit like the narrative.
I've never read it.
All right. Well, the Bible is one of our major books.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a big
Jesus
one in America.
Jesus is like the big guy, the major guy in it. Yeah. I wonder if you go to
I've read the Quran multiple times.
Have you?
No.
No. Somebody gave it to me one time.
Really?
And they don't have the Quran.
I said you want that. You've been fiddling around with all this Bible shit.
We gotta get you on the Quran.
We gotta get you on the real deal.
But the Bible is the one in the hotels. You seen it in there?
Which one's that? What testament is that? They put you in the
old
hotels?
And new.
They give you both
testaments. Yeah, but they got the Book of Mormon in there sometimes too.
Do you ever read in the hotel?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now you got it on your phone. That's where the technology kind of came apart for the Gideons.
Mm.
The Gideons are the denomination.
I mean, I've heard people talk about the Bible millions of times. Yeah.
Yeah. But my
48 Laws of Power, they have some biblical stories.
Who?
My Bible.
My set as a comic, I'm like, dude, if you're like Christian, you're going to like get more of this. But you ever been to like a, the best possible probably example is like an urban show. And you're like, I like kind of get it, but I don't get it like these people get it.
Yeah.
Y'all are like, I went to the it was called the Universe Soul Circus, Universal Circus. This one's called Universe Soul, meaning S-O-U-L, which is like a black.
I love that.
Does that connect with you or no? Do you get that reference?
Yeah, get it.
Okay.
I just love all Soul the. Yeah. No, I would love to see the names on that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Soul Circus. So this is like.
Modi Too Short.
Yeah.
Like,
this is like black circus. So I went to it and they were like. Little Einsteins is this like song from like black culture, and they started playing the hook. Everybody stood up and was like dancing to this song. It's Little Einsteins. I've never even heard of it.
And everyone knew the words.
Everybody knew it immediately. And I was like, I'm out. But how does this connect with your group? why does it? They talked about Fluffy, you know, Fluffy, that he was like super, like super, super Latino. And they were like, dude, if you want to like get be more general audience, you got to get rid of these like Latino sayings.
You can't just be all in.
No, because but you're big with Latinos,
which is enough. But yeah, well, I know what you're saying. You're always, you could always be bigger. Yeah,
but you would always be. You would know of, but everybody knows him now. And you're like, if you're Latino, I'm sure you know it more. But if you were like, because you like say some things, and then you'd like say these like Spanish words, "Orale" or something like. I don't even know what that means. Hopefully, it's not something bad. But he's like, if he opened, he cut out all that stuff. So like. With your idea of what Christianity would be, I think I don't go any deeper than that. Like, everybody knows, what are the general facts, the top five facts about it?
Well, just aside from that, before you tell me that, what you're saying about people connecting with the communities, because I've always thought, like, probably even before comedy, I was like a director.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the things that I look at the most of, like, you know, there's so many people that will be like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
And you'll just be like, to me, that's like the most ignorant thing to just, it's one thing to like really understand it and not like it.
Yeah.
But so many people are just like, someone's like a big speaker's connecting with all these people and they just go, why does everyone like him? And it's like, well, yeah, you should figure out
why you don't like him.
Yeah. Or figure out why they like him. And especially with artists, if you can't find out why those so many people,
you get rid of them.
Yeah. You should be able to understand like what it is about someone that's connecting to so many people, whether that be like a movement or anything.
It's like NASCAR.
Yeah. So
the biggest spectator sport in the world, 250,000.
And people are just like, oh, they're just dumb. Everyone's dumb but me.
I am superior to all of them.
Yeah.
It's a wild thought to
have. It's a very like ignorant way to look at it.
Yeah.
But I think as it's also does you such a disservice because you've as a human, I think the biggest one is dudes like you can a really obvious one that people have in their normal life is they'll be like a dude that girls like, right? And guys will be like, why do girls like that idiot? And you're like, yeah, I mean, maybe you should figure that out.
See what he's doing.
Yeah. And you're just like, once you understand, you might be like, okay, maybe I could do that to some degree and be more like a magnetic person, but without being what I consider him to be a douchebag or whatever. But to just like completely be, so many people do that right now is just be like, oh, this guy's just this. This guy's just this.
He's filling up
politics, comedy, culture.
You were like, you can't say
he's
not
just
funny.
This.
He's not funny to you.
Yeah.
But you go, if you got into it, you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand what he's. Tapping, it's not,
and you can get it and still not be your thing. But
if I was ever like,
so I don't think when I think about religion, I never think like, oh, everyone's just dumb. I just think like, I think I do try to understand like what problem is it solving for them? What like how is it connecting with them and why and all that.
Or
sort
this
of stuff.
Does put you this framework of like that's why you have like
never like just never to be like dismissive to like universal realities.
Yeah, they're like, no, you're like why do all these. If we're like, why do all these people like drink? I don't drink anymore. But you're like, well, I get it.
Yeah.
Why are all these people at this bar till 3 a.m. just standing here talking? I go, you would never hear that out of my mouth because it's awesome.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah,
I get it. And if you instead of
that's the best when you're like the most when some people would be like. I don't understand why this guy would cheat on his wife. Yeah. You're like, well, you get it. Well, you do get it.
You're like, it was a bad choice.
Yeah.
Bad choice.
It's a bad choice, and you all can understand why you wouldn't.
So if
like, it can't be that bewildering to you.
You can't be like, that's confusing. This week's episode brought to you by Rocket Money, baby. Listen, Rocket Money is saving your life. Do you have subscriptions that you might be paying double for or subscriptions that you don't even use anymore? Get on board with Rocket Money. Get rid of all your unused subscriptions that you do not want. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought about, I know I had Netflix, a couple of them. We talked before about the car wash place that I go to that was trying to get me and rip me off. I think I actually have 2 iCloud accounts. And then I edit my videos on CapCut now, and I used to edit them on, what's that other editing service? I forgot about it, but I found it through Rocket Money and they canceled it for me. I've always struggled finding time to manage my finances at the end of a busy week. Last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all my expenses or tracking down customer service to cancel old subscriptions that I no longer use. But Rocket Money does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills, baby. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it's helped save members an average of $750 a year. That's over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/net positive. That's rocketmoney.com/net positive, or hit the link in the episode description below. This week's episode also brought to you by Manscaped. 2024 is here and in full swing, and that means it's time for your New Year's resolutions to check in. Oh, our people at Manscaped got a deal for you, baby. It's never too late to level up your grooming game. Oh, Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Whether you're going for a trim or that clean shaven look, this trimmer has got you covered, trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, including myself. That's unbelievable. That's an unbelievable stat, actually. Now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with your exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code NETPOSITIVE for 20% off plus free shipping, baby. I got the I was on Good Morning America this morning. And technically, I should give a shout out to Manscaped because I was all cleaned up. Not the haircut, but the rest of it was because of Manscaped. If you order Manscaped, they got you all set up. The package is incredible. And it's something everybody needs. Ladies, listen, get one for your man if it's his birthday. Let's see what's coming up. Oh, what's that season called when you take your shirt off all the time and you're at the lake and you're at the pool? What's that called again? Oh, yeah. Summer. That's the time to be scaped up, baby. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. Embrace the new you and definitely embrace a new trimmer. Ooh, we got a new slogan, courtesy of Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Get 20% off free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the episode description below. So if everybody is going into, you drive by this church, everybody's going into there. You're like, it must be serving them somehow.
Yes.
Right? So either, like, that's why the Christian community of, like, long, like, excluded homosexuals, and then somebody comes along and says, I'm Christian and I'm gay. They're like, wait, we built this box of order. Or, like, you so the don't lie, don't cheat, like, do unto others as you have them do to you. You have to have a framework of life. So it does provide a religion organized, no matter what. It does provide, all right, these are the rules. And this guy breaks the rules.
Where are we at right now on being gay? New Pope's pretty chill, eh?
He's pretty chill, yeah. New Which Pope's is why, like, people have a problem with it, yeah.
Well, New Pope's out of control. New Pope's, like, sermons on wearing bondage outfits.
Yeah, he might be trans. Yeah, he's like trans lunch or something.
I feel like every day I hear the Pope being, like, every day he has a new thing that's,
like... He's like, actually, it's cool.
Actually, heroin's pretty sick.
What? Yeah. So what... Yeah, like, the Amish community, you know what that is?
Yeah.
So it's like they live very, very
no technology.
None.
By the way, living, because this morning, as we're filming this, Instagram went under.
Done.
I looked at my phone and then it logged me onto Facebook. I was just like,
what's the
point? Just got hacked. No, worse than that. I was just like, I just got hacked. It's over. I was like, I'll just jump out of the balcony now.
No,
it's over.
Yeah.
They're going
to
drain my money. And I was just like, or I got kicked off. And it was just like such a stress for me for nothing.
So they might have it right.
They could have it right.
Well, okay, so
although it's harder to be Amish now, it was easier to be Amish when it was like you can't drive. Now it's like you can't buy something.
Yeah,
like now you're really out of the loop if you're Amish.
Who had that bit? He was like the guy, like, because he's like, God decided the perfect amount of technology was between 1951 and 1956. It's like,
okay,
that's funny because you're like, so Everything before this was fine. 1956, no more.
Because they have all the farm equipment and stuff like that.
They have all of it. So
it was really a dad saying whatever his kids are into is done.
Hey, no, yeah, any of that, no, get it out. Stay here. But now.
Again, also the music was the best right then, too.
Oh, by far.
Not this the kids are listening to.
No, not anymore. These beats and these drums, no. Well, the Amish community is having a hard time with retention.
Well, I can't imagine they're getting a ton of new joiners. That's for sure.
No, kids. The family.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but so you know what Rumspringer is?
What, if you have four kids, you probably, you retain two of them generally?
Well, Rumspringer is what's called, when you turn 18, you get to go.
Rumspringer?
That's what it's called. You get to go.
Spring break for Amish?
And you get to do whatever you want until you decided to come back and join or stay.
They got to cancel that.
Well, that's what they're having a problem with. But imagine
it's like they're the priests. They're like, all right, you can have a couple girls and then you stop.
They're like, hey, no, this is where
they just got to keep you off altogether. Well, it's me with one cookie. If you're dieting, it's like none of that oats.
If you live in like a heavy like Muslim country and like can also consider that like a lot of the textbooks, I was homeschooled, very traditional religious
full
Christian,
or just to elementary
all like, the way up to ninth grade.
So you went to a high school, though.
Yeah, I went to Christian high school. But all the textbooks were Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Like the math books were like, if Jesus fed 5,000 people and 3,000 people left, how many people are there?
Okay.
It's like all... So we had the encyclopedia. But prior to the 90s, without this, you didn't have anything.
Yeah, that was your world.
Your world was...
I mean, that was literally my world with hockey.
Yeah.
Like, everything my dad told me was like, you know, if you scored a hat trick one game, everything was in terms of hockey.
But you didn't know another world.
Now, like... You're just like, every family everywhere is like, does this much hockey.
And then you look at...
I'm not the only kid getting up at 6 a.m. against my will, forced to take practice shots in the
Everybody does this. Yeah, because when you get out and you learn, like, other kids' families...
You're allowed to eat and if you didn't score?
What? Oh, I thought everyone was like this. So religion, like all those like big, like a Mormon, like you see those Netflix like cults, they have to control the information.
Mm-hmm.
They have to.
That's what other countries do. That's what you're saying.
Control the information. So
all the noise.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, brains aren't that great.
You don't need to know everything. Yeah.
But it's like. It's not even that you need to know everything. It's like you can't handle it all.
No.
So I think some people, whenever I meet someone that's like, I can tell is smarter than me. Like I have a few friends that are like you know, real geniuses.
Yeah.
And I've always noticed, because I try to like discern like what exactly it is that is someone that's smarter, especially if you're thinking about like, And I've concluded is that when someone has like a really high IQ.
Yep.
What it means in practicality is that they can process more factors. So,
okay.
A lot of times when you're just like, even, and I think why funniness, the funniest people are always like one below that because it's comedy is sort of a mix of,
you have to, you know, see finding, it, but able to connect.
Well,
to,
you're optimizing, right? So say, imagine you're taking a million factors, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, can I process all these factors and pick the funniest one?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I feel like the more brain power you have, the more factors you can process.
Yeah, yeah.
But your optimization engines of like finding the funniest thing or the best thing, not only do they slow down, I think as a necessity of processing more factors, sometimes your optimization becomes algorithmic. So a lot of times those people will have like almost the way that a computer might say like, take these 10 things and then put the funniest ones two together.
Yeah,
they basically will use a program of someone else has done it this way, so I'll do it this way.
They have no original thought.
So it becomes a lot of that. So I think what they're missing sometimes is what would you describe as creativity. And
to connect it.
Yeah, and sometimes people have both, and there's obviously different levels, but I think that sometimes is a negative of having so much processing power.
It was like, we don't.
Yeah. But humans can only process so much factors. So I think that when there's so much factors and they just keep multiplying and multiplying. And then you have the phone and that's an exponential amount. And then you have way more relationships and that's, and I think that that probably is one of the factors of why people have looked for like a singular answer everything.
Gone back.
Or needed one. Like, yeah.
Like the smartest guy.
How do I simplify this? And I'm not capable of it. So I need to find it from somewhere else. So,
the smartest guy from my high school. They always told us to be like this guy. You got to be like this guy. He's the smartest guy. And he works at Target now.
Stop it.
He does. Because that's a good example of like,
what?
He had all, but he couldn't, like this part, like he couldn't figure that part out. He got the books.
But why isn't he like an engineer or something?
Because he couldn't figure out how to like take care of himself. Maybe like you got to have, couldn't figure any of it out. And the
that's a pretty good, like, you know, everyone gets to say, go back to that teacher.
Yeah. What happened? And they were like, and all the guys that were like, I feel like kind of.
Did you ever
like
go back there and rub it in his face?
Hey, man, no,
check your bank balance in front of him.
But wouldn't you be, if you have all those.
I go to that Target a lot.
Oh, what's up? Okay, we're loading up the tour bus with snacks. Oh, what's up?
Throw a five at him.
Yeah. But the inability to, so I was with my sister-in-law because we go vacation down amongst the Amish people every Christmas because that's our family's from there.
Okay.
So they go.
Where's that?
Sarasota, Florida.
Well, no, the address.
It's like the Amish community. It's like Amish Las Vegas. It's like a little bit, the bishop down there is chill. So like the bishop.
What's the Amish slots? They have the guy with the three cups.
Not Las Vegas.
Just the guy with the cups.
Nobody's going to get that joke. Jokes for one person. The guy on the street in Vegas you're talking about?
Yes. That's the Amish casino. It's just one guy at a table with it.
But they go, I go, my sister-in-law who married into our family, she was like, don't they see us with me with my mascara and my iPhone.
You wear mascara?
No, her. Oh. Don't they look at us and go, I wish we had that? I go, I don't think so.
Right.
Like, it's not like...
Just the same way that right now, if you saw a guy walking around with the iPhone glasses on...
Too much.
Yeah, you don't think like...
I wish I was him.
No, not really. Or think you think this weirdo.
If you live in like Archbold, Ohio, you think Times Square is too much.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't want to live... It doesn't... Looks
it's just
fun.
Stressful.
Well, it's too like so you go I don't like the Hasidic all the Hasidics that you always see on the out what is that the three train to like Kingston Avenue
yeah
and they have the thing the whatever those things are and they have the hats and they're like
horns
they are memorizing scripture and you're like that doesn't seem right.
Hasidics aren't really crushing it. Orthodox are.
Maybe I'm thinking Orthodox.
Orthodox are the ones
who
that
have the little pony, their bangs, and they're bald.
That's a seeds. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and they
Have the little tassels that come
they
down
just here. Read the Torah all day long.
All day.
Yeah.
And you go, well, that like you go outside of here, you'll see a woman in Times Square wrapped all the way head to toe, except for her eyes, because she believes that her God has instructed her to do that, right?
Yeah. Or her husband.
Like, God obviously doesn't talk to women. He talks to men, and then men tell
them.
Yeah,
he tells
obviously,
them.
Obviously, yeah.
Nah, he says.
That's wild. And we're all, by the way, some of us aren't right because the nature of the religions is to say the other ones are not right.
Well, that's what the ones that include too many clothing requirements, like they're starting to get fancy. Most of the main stuff is somewhat similar where you kind of like, you know what?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? The ones that are just adding in, like if you're like, oh, also we want you to wear this headgear. You're like, okay, now it's getting.
Yeah. All right.
Now you're going off book a little bit.
Yeah, because now it's 106. Like I wear the headgear when it's convenient, when you go to like the church, but you can shoot when you're.
Yeah, because most of the people agree on sort of most of the main stuff.
Yeah, and then
some people get a little fancy when
they got a little.
They're going off-roading.
They got a little confident. Yeah. You're like, all right, hold on. We got to do what? Like, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like you've seen that.
Like I've even thought of, I mean, there's a lot of stuff where you think of the way that Jewish religion works.
Yeah.
You know, for example, where they're like one day off where you can't
do
anything.
You seem to know a lot about Judaism, but you don't know anything.
I live in fucking New York and I'm a comedian. Are you crazy?
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Toronto. I live in New York and I'm a comedian. I've been in entertainment my whole life. Yeah, I know a lot of Jews. That's like my, especially around, like, I'd say, yeah, a good portion of my friend group is Jewish people. But
practicing or just by heritage?
No. Most.
Like, do they go to synagogue?
Yeah, but they don't practice Judaism. They do go to synagogue, but okay, it's, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They go to church like black guys go to church. their mom wants them to go.
They got to be seen there.
They got to be seen there.
They're not doing
well, I think it almost has become sort of like a ritual. But this is what I was saying where, in terms of even what you're saying, like, for example, where they have the Sabbath and they're like, okay, one day a week, you're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to do this. Like, I guess Christians sort of have their version of that, but maybe not as strictly enforced. Yeah, but like, that does, it is a, that is a good rule.
That in general, that's what I'm saying about Jordan.
And you know
Peterson,
what the truth
in general.
Is? Okay, do you remember when the pandemic first happened?
Yeah.
And there was such a, there was, maybe only for a week or 2 weeks or whatever, and I kind of quickly got back to normal, but like, there was, it wasn't just that like, oh, you have a day off.
Yeah.
It was that like, everyone has to do this. Yeah, so everybody. I can actually, you know, sort of be calm for a second, knowing that the world's not moving on without me.
Everybody's, if everybody else is still touring stand up, you're off.
Right.
You're like, well, everyone's off.
So if there was a day where they were like, we all agree on this, which again, no one, you can never do this.
Yeah.
You need everyone to be the same thing. But like, it's not just that you get to do it. It's that the world does it. Like that is good.
Yes.
If you're like, my whole community does it. So I know he's not.
We're all doing it.
Yes.
No
like,
one's cheating.
No one's cheating.
Following.
I know he's not getting ahead of me. It's like, we're all
doing it.
We're all taking a break right now.
Yeah.
And everyone has to do it. You don't get to like go score a few more points.
And this guy gets to get ahead of you.
That's a huge part of what actually makes it be able to be a break.
Right. Which is
so that's good.
Which you say, like, it must be serving them somehow. It's like, well, the Amish community is like, dude, they've. All of their family is there. That's their retirement, is the family. They have all the food there. You're like, they look at us and you're like, dude, Instagram falls, goes down. We're done.
Oh, it was a rough day.
We're done, dude. They're like, well, we don't, nothing changed.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, all these.
I obviously would have been the one, one of the ones that left. I mean, yeah, the truth is like, and this is why it's like that stuff. I need it for me. Like I'm the one that, you know, I would be the one cheating. You know what I mean? So that's why I need them to be like, no, you're not even allowed. Electricity's
like,
off.
You sneak down to like the gas station and get like a Snickers. And they're like, dude, this doesn't really work if everyone does that.
Hey, are you downstairs working algorithms again? No.
How about here? I wanted to ask you about comedy for a little bit.
Yeah.
We got in this rabbit hole of Christianity somehow.
Well, it's interesting. You're my most Christian friend.
It's a lot of pressure.
So
yeah.
I don't really know that many people. I mean, I know more people now because America's
you got
very Christian.
God and the devil with me and Corinne.
You know, Christian's like a...
Just joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. Dude, I'm joking. Corinne's one of our best friends.
I do have a wide variety of friends of like, from, very Christian to, you know, the feminist heathens.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're still praying for Corinne.
Yeah.
We're going to get, she's going to become Christian.
This is the year. Dude, the holy water.
We don't do that, dude. We
burns
don't do
her
that.
Skin. I mean, I'm closer to that. Obviously, I'm more on that side. But I just think it's interesting that like Christian is like a, you know, it's like a voting block here. Like it's it really matters. Like we have our voting blocks were the Quebec, the French. That was the voting block. So I just it is interesting.
Did you know I did one joke when I went, what's the is Ottawa the capital of Canada?
Yes.
Is it or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just kind of thinking about something else.
You know, like if
yeah, because people think it's Toronto, but it's not.
Yeah, so we had a show in Ottawa. This joke. We did a tour through Canada, like six dates. This joke murdered so hard, and it was probably because I was coming from my perspective. So we landed in Ottawa, and there was a Parliament immersion tour on like one, you know, those little like flyers that they have in hotels. Yeah. It said Parliament immersion tour, and I go, dude, this is crazy. I took this Parliament immersion tour.
Why'd you do this?
This is my joke.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
But I go, I took the Parliament
is
immersion tour.
Is this what you're
tour.
Doing on your day off?
I go, they raised my taxes, confiscated my business, and made me get the vaccine. And everybody's like, yeah, dude, everybody went nuts, dude. It's just like a simple
ripped
joke.
Ripped my cross
Very
off my neck.
Simple joke. And I was like, I took the Parliament immersion tour. Yeah, they confiscated my business, raised my taxes, and made me took the vaccine. And everybody's like, ah. Everybody went crazy, dude. But I think that's because I was from America. I came there. Yeah. I was like, I don't know how, but I know of, speaking of like groups, here's what I know about Canada. Hockey, the trucks, the truck protest.
The trucker boys.
Yeah, the truck. No, the truck protest.
Yeah.
The truck protest and milk in a bag.
Hockey, yeah.
Or like if you were going to be a Canadian comedian, I was like, I know like the general stuff. But you go, I don't know the specifics. That's about all I know.
Well, believe it or not.
And Justin Trudeau's hot.
A lot of what I've noticed about, I'm always kind of looking at comedically, like what's the difference between London and Canada and, you know, sort of South American comedy and Mexican comedians, right? And one thing that's, you know, American comedy is, I'm just American specifically, places like London, Toronto.
London, Ontario.
Yeah, they kind of, some of what you would call Canadian is actually somewhat similar to the conventions in Southern America. And I think here's like, a big
like,
part of it.
Like conservative?
Can I pitch you something thought was interesting?
Well, I'm ready.
Of one of the reasons why I think America is so religious?
Let's hear it.
Okay. So one thing I've noticed about...
Well, that's why we started.
So if you look at comedy, other places in the world, it's all, it's very satirical, right?
Okay.
More sarcastic and satirical, right? And to be a really great satirist, you need to remove yourself from the satire, right?
Okay.
Americans don't do that. They're very, that them is in everything they do. Americans.
I am this. Yeah.
Americans are very, they can't, if you write, if you read satire made by Americans, you know what the author thought. So they're, they're unable to like remove themselves from things they made. Yep. It's like even their impressions, like a lot of times impressionists will do an impression of someone. And it's like, you also know whether he liked or didn't like that guy based
you
on him.
Yeah.
And it's
great point.
I think that's a very like American thing. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's so popular to like for religion to be like, okay, I need to remind myself that I'm not the center of the universe.
Cause America. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause Americans very much think they are. I think I have a little bit more of that than normal Canadians. Like obviously I'm a little more American than Canadians in terms of that aspect, maybe in the middle, but I think that that is one of the reasons why specifically here, it's even more necessary because Americans
they have to
the self, and you know, it's in a very individualized place and the self is very important. And then you need, you need something to balance that out.
Cause we left Europe cause you're like, we're not following these rules and there's too much religious oppression. We're out.
Yeah.
That's how this country started.
Yeah.
So like, they're like, we're not doing that.
Put your
anymore.
Hand out of my pocket, pal.
Yeah. So you go,
we're going to go over here and then raise taxes actually higher than they were way higher.
Yeah. So you go, hey, I'm not like the idea of like guns. They're like, we're taking all the guns. They're like, doesn't matter how much information you get. You're like, no. This is my.
Yeah.
Americans are like that.
I have that conversation with my dad
this
a lot.
This is my. It doesn't matter. You could be like, hey, it's best for the group if we all, this place started because they go, screw y'all, we're number one.
It's a
one.
Value.
That's the only value.
No, I know. When I talk to people in my family, my dad's very much like, he's like, his opinion is kind of like, they're all crazy over there.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's true.
But it's a bit true, but like, 100%. It's kind of that thing where I was saying about, you know, when you're watching an artist and you go, they connect with so many people, like trying to, you know, you could just watch, you know, Taylor Swift and just be like, why does anyone like this?
But then
you could also understand why.
I think
a lot of people look at America and they think like they're all crazy, but you're like, why? If you look under, it's actually rational. It's just it a different a value system.
Yeah. Like Sean Ryan, who I was on his podcast, he served in the military, was in Iraq for like forever. And he goes, we were never converting them to democracy.
Well, that's an understatement.
He goes, that's not, it's impossible. It's an impossibility. Like the people of like the Chinese cultures, like they don't, it's ingrained for so many generations that they're not even, that's not even.
Yeah, I agree.
That you go, hey, I'm going to start my own business and I'm going to just screw everything I learned before. I'm going out on my own and I'm going to make it. It's like a very Western. You're like, hey, we're going to give you the power to vote in your own elections. And you, the people don't even.
I've had that thought
a lot. Not even close.
In terms of like geopolitics.
You can't.
Because people in here, and everywhere, but mostly Western places. We have so many conversations about like, what's the best way?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they just need to know this is the best way. And yeah. it's, you're like,
you're free.
But it's also like, think about your friend of yours, right? Yeah. And you're just like, hey, what's the best way to help them? And you're like, well, who is he?
Yeah.
What's the situation? And what are the things that
what's
he thinks?
Past?
What's his value system?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you kind of need to,
you
so
know a lot
if
of
you
things.
Just try to like,
our
yeah,
way,
just,
yeah.
yeah, you're just trying to like jam horn yeah. it in. It'll just, it can have the opposite effect. Yeah, you kind of need the right amount for the right a culture that already exists.
Like maybe like, because he did say, he goes, we did liberate, but when we left, like women could like dress more how they wanted and they were free.
Yeah, I mean, we killed their husbands.
Did,
so
yeah, but
helped.
we did. He's like, we did help evil. We overcame evil, but we're never going to make them the democracy. It would be impossible because they're not like that.
Generationally, it can change.
Yes, agree. Yeah,
slowly,
but slowly
and generationally.
We should look up the like we have like Zero Dark Thirty or like Captain America. These are all very American themed. We should watch like Chinese movies about how we're the bad guy.
Have you watched them?
I'm sure they have to exist. This is a stupid question. Everybody doesn't watch our movies, do they?
Yes.
Everybody everywhere.
Most places, yeah.
No, but you look up like the Beijing movie theater.
There's places where they're banned, but American movies are popular everywhere. Yeah.
What's playing in like a Hong Kong movie
theater?
No,
this is the only place in the world that the movies are watched everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, and every now and then one of theirs gets over here.
Yeah,
like
the subtitles, it really
like it has to
through.
Be huge, right? Like the Slumdog Millionaire, was that us or that?
I would
we make that?
Imagine that was an American movie. But I'm...
Yeah, I look over at him like, look it up. He's like, I don't do that here. In my podcast, I look over to the guy. He's like, I'm not the lookup guy.
He's looking it up.
He's like, I'm not Jamie from the Rogan. I'm like, it's a British. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
So it is a Western movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't Indian. It wasn't, they didn't make it. I'm trying to think of a movie. What's a Chinese movie?
Are you familiar with Hong Na Wang Na?
No, okay.
Kung Fu Hustle. Or like,
that it was made. Oh, Tokyo Drift.
Is that?
No. Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, dude. Yeah, but...
Yeah, Ying Diesel.
Yeah. If in India... Well, Bali, they got big movies over there, Indian movies. That's big,
well, there's
right?
that movie star, I forget his name, it's which goes to show, like, it doesn't even stick with me.
Dude. Yeah.
My friend was arguing with me very aggressively that he's the biggest movie star in the world. Can you find the guy's name?
Oh, in the world.
Just type in like, biggest Indian movie star. Chaka Khan.
Okay. And he's the biggest in the world.
He's not.
Okay.
But he was arguing. Argue. So.
Yeah.
What? Shah Rukh Khan.
Okay.
So if you go to like in Toronto, I'm sure in New York, like you can find those movies playing.
Okay.
Like he's The Rock times a million there. Like the biggest difference is in America and the Western world, like movie stars are a big deal.
Huge. Yeah.
There he's a god.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like Ronaldo.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But probably one higher, but like yes, the way that Ronaldo is.
Why would he ever come here?
Well, he
stay over there. Don't you come here and nobody knows. Stay where you're the king.
I think he does. He does come to Hollywood and, you know, other people will kind of, you know, I think he's done an interview where he said something like
he's
this,
like waiting in the waiting room for like his name to be called. And you're like, dude.
Well, someone that's Indian will see him and they'll be like,
are you kidding
me? And everyone else is like, excuse me.
Yeah. That's like a girl that's like a six. I go, dude, if you go to like Auburn.
Exactly.
If you go to a community college, you'll be...
Or a bar where everyone's drunk.
You'll be a 10.
Or lacrosse. Go to a lacrosse party. Yeah, if you're like a girl that's like obese or whatever, you're just like, listen, go to Harlem. Yeah. I promise.
You can't make that joke on my podcast. Wait.
It's a New York joke.
Oh, yeah. It's good. All right. I was going to ask you one thing about comedy.
Okay. Yeah. Ask me the comedy thing. Okay. But yeah. Anyways, it is different.
Well, okay. So do you feel that with comics and podcasting that since Cat Williams went on Club Shay Shay and put out all of those comics by name, that do you think people are starting to do that now?
That's a black community thing. So The white community had the like sort
Dude,
of like white
that's
culture.
Wild that you said that because I was like, I can never. I was like, what's with the black community putting everybody out?
Well, there's a couple things.
This is
one,
the community, just like we've been talking about. All, we don't know why it makes sense to them.
Yeah. Well, I know I can sort of rationalize this.
Okay, let's hear it. As well, we've been speaking on behalf of a lot of other groups, so let's continue. Yes.
That's what I do.
Yeah. All right, why?
Well, okay, so two parts. Two or three things are happening simultaneously. One is that everyone was fighting in different groups. You know, there was a very big left-right divide. Then there was kind of authoritarian, you know, non-authoritarian.
In the black community or everywhere?
Everywhere.
Okay, everybody's fighting.
Everybody's fighting, okay, right? Yeah.
Left, right.
A lot of people sort of, you know, staked their side on different things.
Okay.
That stuff started to melt away the farther we got from Trump and the farther the culture wars have sort of been in the... There's been sort of a more agreement among the, like, normal human community on, like, some basic things,
right? And
these
people went extreme, and now they're just nuts.
I'm saying that most people sort of went... people that may have went crazy are kind of more normal now.
Yeah, okay.
People are kind of back to normal. Yeah. Okay, so...
They're like, I wish I wouldn't have said all that
stuff. But people have... That is correct.
That's
hilarious. But people have a lust for that attention, those views, those, you know... Things go through waves, right? Like, you're not going to...
Oh, yeah.
It's the person that needs the bigger rush, right?
So what
happens after the era where everyone's fighting and, you know, kind
They're
of representing
ideas.
Sides?
They're fighting ideas.
Well, what happens next? Next is drama. So essentially, you kind of always, what always comes after is those die down. Look at a community. Look at the liberals or look at the conservative. Look at their like commentator space.
Yeah.
What happens once that people stop caring about that little? They start fighting each other. They start fighting each other because that's how they can sort of drum up views and controversy.
On the internet. Yeah.
So you kind of... I bet you you'd notice.
Wow.
I bet you if you looked on the internet, like Google searches of like Trump and Trump, Trump hate.
Yeah.
I bet you that directly corresponds with expose videos.
Gosh, dude. Yeah.
I bet you there's a direct correlation. Well, so you kind of look at YouTube space is all, even like the fitness guy, it's, I think this guy's doing steroids. This guy's a liar.
It's going to get views.
Exposés get views. Taking people down starts to, instead of taking down ideas now, people are taking down just a guy, right?
Yeah.
And
that would have been, if in 2020, that podcast would have been, whoa, dude, we got bigger things. We're focused on
100%
the movement.
Yeah.
Right. Or all the movements.
Right.
And now that's all kind of.
So that's the first part. The second part, in my opinion, this is my analysis. The second part in my analysis was that there was a big reckoning of like, you know, celebrities and comedians and artists getting taken down and dudes and all that stuff, obviously, right?
Right.
What people would call cancel culture.
Yeah.
The Some black version of that is that they're gay.
Okay. What?
Dude, look at every rapper, comedian, like the accusation is not like they beat their wife. The accusation is that they're gay. And that's what like sticks, right?
Have you ever discussed this? Discussed this on your pod?
I think I've talked about when Cat Williams did his first interview. Yeah.
The indictment is that he's gay.
Yeah. Because none of the other stuff, you can't say this guy cheated on his wife.
But
he cheats on his wife.
Usher,
would never
Meek
stick.
Mill, but that would never be an indictment in the white community.
Well, if someone was like a big accusation that I was
not
gay, it'd be like, okay, I'm gay. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
They'd be like, all right.
It just wouldn't really matter. So I think that is kind of like, because it's just such a hyper masculine culture that like being gay. Because
that was a lot of
the ultimate hypocrisy too, right?
A lot of the Cat Williams stuff with Ricky Smiley or with that he was wearing women's clothes or he was gay.
Every white comedian also wore a dress.
100%. No, dude.
I wore a dress. I've probably worn a woman's outfit in a skit. 25 times.
No one said a word about you.
Well, Hollywood called me and said, this is what's happening. And I said, I'll put it on. I was like, no one mentioned it.
Never.
What famous white comedian hasn't worn a dress?
Some
people do argue with me a lot online if I say stuff like this, because they'll be like, you don't know Hollywood is making them wear a dress. So I go, I don't know. I know everyone I know has put on a dress and there was no gun to her head. We thought it was funny.
Yeah, we thought it was funny.
I mean, listen, and the bigger the blacker the guy, the funnier it is to put on a dress.
Yes, dude. Like Madea.
There might be something to be said about the person who says no And they go, we can't control that guy.
Yeah.
There might be something to be said about that, where they go, you know, if you're like, hey, we have this idea, we want you to do this. And the guy's like, I would never do that. You go, okay, I like someone that doesn't have boundaries. I can control a little more. I think there's something to be said there. I don't know if it's as centralized and conspiratorial.
Nobody, I never heard of the accusations, the gay accusations.
Yeah, so I think the expose being the primary way to get views and the gay being their like primary Me Too that sticks, those combined to it being like the juiciest thing.
That's the, that's where, like, if you said P. Diddy was like hooking up with a bunch of girls, you'd be like,
it wouldn't make the internet.
They wouldn't even make the internet.
It'd be on No Jumper for 4 seconds and people would say like, okay.
What? Yeah. So those... That's more salacious.
More salacious.
But have you seen what makes me nervous is Kat has been at the top of the game, at least in terms of ticket sales, for 20 years.
Yeah.
Not in terms of fame or movies or whatever, but Kat Williams, like.
And he's awesome. Kat Williams is so funny.
A lot of like comics that like, hey, if you're an open micer, it's probably best you'd be starting to get along with some people. You can, don't like, well, because I've seen other comics like try to go. I go, hey. You need to be making friends.
That's such a John Chris nice way to put it.
You need to be making friends.
Yeah, you're trying to cancel everyone and put all these videos.
You need to be reposting people.
Y'all best be getting along with some people.
You need to go to the open mic and be like, this guy's killing. You need to, because remember, there was that black comic and that white girl. That it was that big thing in the San Francisco improv or whatever, that they was like, so they were both crushing each other. I go, neither one of y'all selling tickets.
I've said this to so many people when they're starting.
This is not the time.
What are you doing?
What do you do? Like having like riffs, like a comedy riff. Like,
it's the most short-sighted, like mentally unhinged behavior.
Like Jeff Dunham, who's the guy that does like the puppets.
I know Jeff Dunham, yeah.
And like Louis C.K. They both do arenas. They're probably like, what's up, dude? How you doing? Good to see
you.
Sure. They're not battling. They know how hard it is to get there.
Yeah.
And they go, if you ask him privately, he probably
that's
like,
that's a good point.
He's probably like, that's not my thing. But if you ask Larry the Cable Guy.
I mean, that's what Bill Burr was eventually like, everyone's shitting on Carrot Top. Like, leave him alone. He does his thing. He sells out things.
And
makes
he's been
laugh.
Selling the Luxor for 20 years.
But the point that I think was in there that's even like, worth like reiterating, in my opinion, is like, it's people that do it for real know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. And when you know how hard it is, you have like some level of respect, I think, with any field. You know what I mean?
And you know how much, like, if you see, like, dude, he sold that place out. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
I'm trying to sell that place out. So it doesn't look good for me to it. It's same with like a lot of like, it's huge in Christianity now. A lot of people have like left Christianity and then they trash.
And they know it really well. So they're good.
And they know they're perfect position to do it. I go, dude, just say like, I gave 15 years of my life to an institution that the ROI.
That's a lot to ask of the comedy community.
Yeah. 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 Not that kind, yeah. Yeah. What if you say, hey,
leave the church alone. Yeah.
No, not to leave
keep
the church
the church's
alone.
Name hey, out your mouth.
Out your mouth. That's the title of this podcast. No, not the comics in the church community, but you say like, hey, like your videos, especially, I think you've talked about this because you have actually been demonetized or at least shadow banned, and you know that, versus like people on Instagram, they're like, I'm getting like, you think Elon Musk is trying to silence you?
Some people, for sure.
It's your act. It's not that no one's trying to stop you. Like, you've had what
it is so much harder for people to play victim in the internet age. Like, obviously, yes, there are some people that are, you know, exceptions, but like, for the most part, it was so much easier before to be like, I'm the best. Comedy Central doesn't see that. I'm the best. I should be on that showcase. Yeah. It's working against me. It is so much harder to be like, the algorithm is showing these people and every one of them is wrong that doesn't like it.
And they should be showing me.
And even, it's a lot harder on every platform. Yeah. I'm getting screwed on every single one.
Like, if you were like, this is unfortunately the truth, and I'll tell everybody this, hey, if you had an if you posted an undeniable bit or sketch, you would be on The Tonight Show tomorrow.
And then can you go do it 300 more times?
Yeah. You would be, you're like, oh, I live in whatever, or I'm anything. They don't see. If you made something of note, and this is not even common.
And if you got to the point, you wouldn't even want, care about The Tonight Show anymore.
No. Or like if you're a preacher or a artist, if you did something that was unbelievable.
That connected with people in a way.
You would be popular tomorrow. Like, you know, the Oliver Anthony, the guy, the red haired guy that sung out in the woods.
Yeah.
Everywhere. He posted a song, connected with people.
I think some people in art forget. I think music, we understand this a little bit better. But comedy's such a craft that's hard. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. So you become amazing at the thing. And then you forget that, like, the other part is connecting with people. Like, yeah. saying something in a way that's never been said before, or a, you know, kind of, you know, a type of comedy that's never done before. Finding a way that, like, you know, that thing when you watch, when you go, oh, that's kind of cool. Who's this guy? Like,
that's how I found
that
you.
Factor where you go, who's this guy?
Dang, it's like, that? Yeah, they and forgot I think about that.
I remember being on stage and kind of like switching from, not switching, but like at some point you're like, okay, I can kind of do this now. And then there was kind of like, after a while, probably 7-8 years, but kind of being this other thing you kind of like do something where you're like, oh, that probably didn't even get as much of a laugh, but I like, you could feel the people in the audience being like, oh, and then you're like chasing,
you want to chase
like both of those things. Like you want to chase like just getting better at what you're doing, but also like provide some other value in addition.
Or like if there's 20 comics at the show tonight, everyone will what is going to make you want to go up to the box office? Like, hey, who's that guy in that red shirt?
Yes.
And give me his Instagram. Like, what is that?
You know what I always realized it with? I had a friend in Canada that was like a girl. And I remember like we would do these shows with, and it would be like a lot of guys that like crushed.
Yeah.
And I remember her having like medium sets.
Yeah.
And I remember like every girl being like, oh, who's that girl? She was really funny. That's and me kind of being like, I mean, she had probably the worst set on the show.
What?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How? What? You thought that was funny?
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, they don't look at it the way you look at it. They don't look at that guy had more laughs. They were just like, oh, that thing that fucking girl said was
What's
so true or whatever.
About?
Yeah. Or I really liked her personality or whatever.
Well, and you want to have, like if they go, hey, let's just go.
You get to technically forget about the heart.
But it's not, I don't think it's anything that you have to like calculate, is it? It's just something that you like.
No, you have to train your instincts to notice it. Because we're like, think about you with like dude, think about yourself on the beach with like a homing beacon.
Like, what's it called? Metal detector.
A homing beacon.
Metal detector.
Yeah. A metal detector.
Yeah.
Looking for, you know, gold that's the jokes or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You need to also have a second homing beacon that's looking for like something like connectivity.
Like I would imagine it's over there for some reason, and then you can go.
I mean, how many points have you said? Like, you ever had a point that you think's a good point, and you tell like three people, and they're just like, yeah, okay. And you're just like, you're not listening. This is really good. That's like sometimes we're like that with jokes too, where you're just like, this is funny, and no one, you know, you think it is, and you've not been able to find it.
No.
Well, points are like that too. You have something to say, and you're like, isn't this interesting that this group of people always does this? And they're like, I guess. And you're just like, okay, well, no one cares.
How nobody cares.
but. Points are like that too. Sometimes we think our things are more profound and connect with people and no one gives a shit and you have to just accept
that it's stupid.
Try to figure out why.
Do you think it's a better... Do you think comedians have like an elevated opinion of like what we do? And it's, if we would all just be like, hey, this is all kind of just very silly and no one know. Like, that's,
I think everyone has an elevated opinion of what they
like,
do.
The comedians like helped the country through COVID. Or like,
I don't think any of that though.
I don't think that's helpful to think that.
No, I don't think it's true either.
It's also very silly. I mean, there is a like whatever. Like we're do, like if was,
I have a body that says that said kind of. His name was Garrett Jameson, and he said years ago. I think I've said this a couple times that his quote, but he was like, I think a lot of times comedians like. normalize things when they're too crazy. I think there's some degree of that.
That you can, it can kind of help you put context to the world.
I mean, I don't even mean on stage though, just humor in general. Like imagine someone's like, imagine like you have a buddy that's acting like really crazy, right? Yeah. Sometimes just someone being like, that's a lot. Might do more to just like be okay. I'm not the only one to notice that, and it sort of calms things down more than someone being like, "This is too much." And you know what I mean?
I was on the plane yesterday, and a lady, I was sitting here, a guy was sitting here, a lady couldn't reach her bag and stood up on the chair.
You kicked her legs out?
And grabbed it, and I was like, "That is why I've never seen that someone." And then they got me and the guy had like a moment. We're like, that's crazy, right?
You leaned in. No, shoot.
But we did have like whatever that is. That's humor. I was like, this is I can't believe someone just did that. I looked over at another guy. He thought what I thought. And I go, oh, I feel better now.
Because that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. If you go, I was in line at like Krispy Kreme last night, and the girl was,
you're in line at Krispy Kreme?
That's why I'm staying right there. I know, I needed it. And the girl was on speakerphone, talking on speakerphone.
It's my number one, drives me crazy, okay, man.
And so it drives you crazy.
It's my probably my biggest one.
Yes. And all right, so if you looked around and other people were like, you go, oh, I feel better.
I do feel better. I agree, feel
a lot better. And then same with like the internet, who were like, these influencers or these whatever are being so, or these people that take the ice baths, you're like, this seems a little nuts. And then somebody makes a joke about them. You go, okay, thank you, because I thought that.
Well, I think that's why
that's all it is.
Political movements and comedy are sort of like antithetical to some degree, because if you're running like a movement, you don't want people to be like, oh, okay, yeah, so we have people think, move on. They want you to like, no, harness that anger now and be a soldier.
Yeah.
So I think it's sort of like the opposite.
It undoes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, versus all.
They want to build it and then, you know, grab your gun.
Yeah, take it from it, yeah. That's all they were speaking of. Yeah, I'm just kidding. What are you going out tonight?
No, because we're shooting here. I'm going to do my show, and then I'm going to Calgary. I'm actually doing something else here first thing in the morning, then I'm flying out. So I just got like a crammed thing before I go to Calgary.
Where can people find you? They catch you on tour?
When does this come out?
I don't know, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. So Calgary, if you're going to come, there's only 100 tickets left, and I'm recording my special.
Oh, let's go.
But I am also, I bet you you have fans everywhere, but...
Everywhere, bro.
Do you mind if I say all my dates?
Say them all.
Baltimore, Washington, Boston, Winnipeg, Atlanta, San Diego, Houston, Austin, then New Zealand and Australia. There's like 6 places in Australia I'm going. And dang, the boys cast with Ryan Long is the podcast.
Oh, get it where you fit.
Have you ever done Europe or Australia?
No. I've done a couple like military tours in like Kuwait and the Middle East, but they're for America.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was wild, dude.
Is that fun?
It was incredible.
Cool.
Yeah, they like comedy over there. That's where I found you. I wonder
military
you
go tour.
No, I think somebody said that about CNN and Fox News bit.
That was one of the first ones.
I was
in America.
Like, this is, and I we should go back to our first DM. We don't have time for it now, but I wonder what. I was like, dude, this is great. As I said, I was like, this is unbelievable. I don't know who you are, but I never heard of you before. This is unbelievable, but I've thought about that.
No, I always thought it was cool.
I thought about you for a long time. Yeah, I must have reached out, right?
I think that's like, is what happened. Yeah.
3-4 years ago. I was like, this is incredible. My brother.
Yeah, and it was around that time.
My brother-in-law,
where...
Eli, sent it to me. Mm. He's saying the Fox News. I go, this is unbelievable. And I go, I think I just, whenever I see something like, Josh Jackson. See it?
Johnson?
Yes. I saw somebody and I sent him a DM like 2 weeks ago. I was like, hey, dude, this is unbelievable.
It's impressive what he does.
It's really unbelievable.
I agree. He's an impressive dude.
Yeah. And there's like when you see something, I tell people on my podcast all the time, when you see art that you like or relates to you, you're like, dude, it's not. Now, if you're trying to DM someone to get a response, that's different. But you're like, hey, I just want to go on record. If we ever, this is great.
This is cool. Dude.
This is really cool. And if I, like, you don't have to, you can respond, or if you, like, I read an article in Rolling Stone. Maybe it was like in GQ. I got it in the airport and I read it, and it was so well written about whatever topic it is. And I go, hey, you don't know me, but I just wanted to say that I read your article and I think it was incredible.
That's cool to do. Yeah.
You should do that for everybody. If you know like what else is art, just do it. You say it.
Another just on top of that with him is some of those.
Josh.
Kind of a lot of things that you realize too, because he's putting out these like 10 minute clips like every, you know, week. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so much of art is like this, where he was doing that on the Trevor Noah show and he was doing that these other places years.
Really?
And then he just started, he was kind of like, I'm just going to do what I've been, this skill that I've been like silently like honing in the darkness.
Yeah.
I always think of that. Like even when I start doing like the satire videos, it's like, I did that like seven other places for years before I did it on my channel. Yeah, so it's like,
So did I.
You know what I mean?
I've
you
been kind doing of Christian jokes since I was in high school.
Yeah. Right? And you kind of like, you just work on this little thing and it takes so long till it's actually decent. And then sometimes when a guy seems like he comes out of nowhere, you're like, he was doing that over there.
He's figured out
for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like even like Louis C.K. when he became like the biggest comedian in the world, like he was like the head writer on all these shows and he was many people that kind of
He's been writing on all kinds of shows forever.
So many people that seem random. You're just like, you know, or like even like a Bruno Mars or something that. You're just like, no, he was this like songwriter that was writing everyone else's songs.
There's all these
people like that where it's interesting that sometimes it helps to be able to, I think that probably new people sometimes right now, they're just like too out there and everyone watching them and probably not great for
them. But they're going to keep like, if you keep tweaking it and keep tweaking it and then you go, that's hilarious. And you're like, why is that? Or like, I remember when I moved to LA, because I was trying to get on TV and they go, hey, you got to get rid of all these Christian jokes. Like it's not.
They almost ironed out what was interesting about you.
And then I started making these dumb videos and everybody was like, this is awesome. And then they were like, you have to stay. I'll never forget this. My agent goes, what's it called in January and February? You have to stay home in LA to go on like the sitcoms.
Oh, pilot season.
Yeah, he's like, you got to stay off the road. And I was like doing these churches that were like 5,000 people. And it was, they were like, you got to stay off the road and stay in LA to go to these auditions where 13 dudes look just like me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I have no individuality whatsoever. And I go, I'm not doing that, dude. I'm going out there.
Dude, I'm so glad that like, I was 25 when I started comedy and I'd already had this whole like either career in entertainment.
So I really
came into this with the idea that like those people don't know what they're talking
about. They don't
know
what they're talking about.
Which I think that so many people and think that just everyone that's older and has more money just has the best advice for you.
And they everybody else.
Well, they have the advice to just do the thing that everyone else is doing. They know how to put you into the mix.
If you would ask me how to do stand-up, I go, like somebody goes, dude, somebody sends me a clip, I want to come open for you. I was like, it's great. I go, talk to me in a year. Or like, it takes so many things to do this. It's like, somebody comes to open mic night, crushes. They're like, yeah, we'll see you next week.
Forever,
dude. It just takes four. And if you're not
and
like,
you just keep doing it forever. Yeah.
If you're not obsessed with doing it, that's what I like about you. Like, I like all the stuff that you make and you put online. Cause you're like, I gather that you like to make that.
Yeah, I like making videos.
So do I.
Yeah.
And you can tell
I like making videos. I like having a new joke.
You can tell the people you can tell the people that don't like it.
The only real thing I have, like really, that's all I do. It's like, yeah, it's like I like making a cool video and I like having a new joke that works.
And if I wake up and I have an off day, I was like, let's go make a video.
That's what it's missing.
Let's go make a video. That would be fun. And go on Good Morning America. Both those things. Full circle. That's a callback. Ryan, dude, happy to have you, bro. Let's do it again sometime.
The best, dude.
You're the man, dude.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.